Hey folks, we'll just wait a couple minutes as people slowly log on to Zoom. Sorry, I guess I took a couple minutes and then I just started doing other things on my merry way. Sorry about that. welcome everyone. I did start putting in the attendees, but do we have a note taker for today?
I can do it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, that is excellent. And all right, so I will, Yael, are you okay, putting in some more attendees as well, or do you want me to continue that?
I can do it. I'll probably take the notes in a separate document and add them all afterwards. So
Okay, great.
whatever works.
I can also help by taking attendance.
Oh, thank you, Christy. That would
Thanks.
be excellent. So Ryan is not able to come today, but I think that is okay. Well, I hope he's okay. We always have the recordings for anyone who can't make it. And of course, our agenda notes. So I just posted in the agenda for today, and I talked with Chrissy and Ryan this thinking about our discussions last time. And so I have a proposal in addition to what we agreed on last time. So in the last meeting, our action item was to, with a new topic, and I'll just say the description of it. So in field mapping profile, allow option to add, if not a duplicate. So this is review. All right. I don't have the description on that, but more to come on that. So by discussing this new requested topic, we also have a meta discussion on our process for submitting new topics, based on what was also talked about last time. Is I added a new section called housekeeping after the discussion. So that one, if it is a requested new topic, we could create a Jira together because I heard that, we wanted to do this together. Oh, thanks, Christy. It's much easier when you share, obviously. And then if we have the discussion on a JIRA issue, then our housekeeping would be to add the comment, the summary comment to that JIRA issue, and also, update the label if it's, if we need to change it to has been reviewed and we're done with the issue, or keep it as still needs revision and discussion by the SIG. I added lastly actions. If you scroll down a little bit, Christy, actions and decisions needed as part of our housekeeping. So I'm hoping that this new structure facilitates our discussions and also our process. So I'm gonna back up and just ask any reactions or thoughts or comments that people want to share at this point.
I can just say that I really like having fewer columns because I just think it makes it easier to get at like the notes or the primary content here. But I appreciate especially the housekeeping too as a reminder to, close the loop on everything and make sure we have next steps and decisions recorded and documented. And it's going to make our next meeting like easier.
Yeah, that is so true. You'll notice that from our last discussion on October 15th, we never got the link for that new requested topic. So I mean, I was like, oh geez, but if we do it together, like right after we've discussed it, then we all have that link right away. And yeah, I'm all with you, Christy, on the, these tables are really hard in at least this confluence. I have not found a good way to work with the margins. It's kind of like the margins is what you get and there's no changing them. Yeah, it's just it's very fussy. Yeah. Any other comments? All right. I think I still might share my screen since you're not sharing. So I'm just gonna, this is where I'm gonna back up. And any announcements for today?
I just want to remind everyone that we're going to be having an acquisitions focused meeting next week. So if anyone has any specific acquisitions and data import related bugs or topics, be sure to reach out. Otherwise, we're going to mine the open JIRAs in JIRA and the topic list for bringing those things forward. Gail?
Will people from the acquisition SIG be joining us? People who don't usually come to this meeting?
I posted in the acquisition SIG Slack channel letting them know about it and asking for topics as well. So hopefully we'll get some good crossover. I'll post again, early next week, as a reminder, that they're welcome to join us.
Are there any other updates that people would like to share with the group? All right, so we are going to go to our topic. This is a requested new topic. And let me, I'm sorry, I should have done this earlier. Those are the meetings. Where is, oh, show more above. Oh, no wonder I couldn't find it. New tab. I believe this was requested by Chicago and sorry, and all right, here we are. So this was requested on September 15th, 2025, so not that long ago, by Christy. So if field mapping, this is the one, right? Field mapping profile allow option to add
Yes.
if not duplicate. So when adding an administrative note via data import, it is possible to add an administrative note twice. Need an option to add an administrative note only if it is not a duplicate. Christy, if you feel comfortable, did you want to say more about this ticket? Or maybe Rob?
Yeah, I think that this is actually so Rob, you actually may have similar workflows, but this was actually a project that I was working on. And it actually has to do with our acquisitions data. So we have acquisitions workflows where we need to load things twice. Just so we can get all of the updates that we need and in the right order. And we, as a part of our data loading for like shelf-ready materials, we include the invoice number and the administrative note. And this is just one example. I actually have a couple more examples of this too, but this is the one that is just like, it just happens all the time and it's really annoying. So we load the file once so that we can map the barcode and do a couple of other things. And then we load it again to set like the instance status and, the catalog date and map the holdings location. And because we map the invoice number as a part of this workflow, the invoice number gets, we get two in the record because the invoice number is there to be mapped and we have to load the file twice. And I mean, I guess the workaround there is to use like create, two exactly the same import profiles, one that maps the administrative note and one that doesn't. But a lot of other fields will deduplicate automatically so that if you're adding the same, if you got the same value, it doesn't, add it again. But what I thought would be great is if we could have an add if not duplicate option in the drop down menu to prevent, adding the same note or the same statistical code more than once. So it really isn't just about the administrative notes. It's also about like statistical codes and things like that. So in the field mapping profile, here I can share my screen. Let me get this open. Let me go into our test system. I don't like using production for anything.
Christy, just a quick question while you're doing that. And this would be at all levels, right? So like instance, holdings, and item.
Yeah, I think so. So, for instance, if we have, where is that? Okay, so we have this. And you can see that we map the administrative note from the 980 subfield Z. And that's just where we map the administrative note from for all of our workflows. So that all of our import profiles just have that. So if there's something in the 980 subfield Z, it automatically gets mapped to an administrative note. And for our shelf ready, what we do is we put our invoice numbers there, so someone can like, who's someone who is like, receiving an invoice, paying an invoice or receiving, can search and find all of the instances for that invoice. But if we are, right, so if we're adding an administrative note here, oh, I don't need to do that. I just need to do this. So you can either add to existing, delete all existing, and then delete all existing and add these. But if someone's added another administrative note, we don't want to delete it. I mean, there's really no good option for, don't add it if it's already there. Only add it if it's unique. And so our workaround right now is basically we load the file once and then we delete the 980 subfield Z and then we load it again. Yeah.
Have you tried with deleting existing and then, because it would then add the new one. So if it's ex adding always the same exact thing, then if you delete the existing and then you add the new one, you actually aren't losing anything.
No, that is true. But so for this workflow specifically, this is like shelf ready for firm orders. So we already had a record in there, and someone may have added an administrative note manually, which frequently happens if, a subsequent volume was added or, someone wants to flag something for special treatment. I don't know.
Okay, so it's they could there could be an admin note that is something completely different, is what you're saying.
Right. I mean,
Yes.
we don't want
Okay.
to have to check for that.
Right. No, that
Right.
makes sense.
Yeah. And we don't want to accidentally wipe out something that somebody
Right.
added
That
in
somebody needs.
manually.
Yeah.
And there are other fields like the 856 that could be duped automatically. I just was wondering, I just wanted to recommend that, either we dedupe these automatically and it's just assumed, or we add a specific action to allow for us to say we don't want to duplicate, this. So add only if not duplication. Yeah, and so I see Ryan's question. Is there documentation of what fields are deduped automatically? We actually had a conversation about this in a previous data import SIG a couple of years ago because there were some 856s that were similar but not exactly the same, and they were getting deduped in the mark as well as the inventory, and we didn't want that. Like if there were two 856s, even if they were exactly the same, we wanted both of them in the record because that indicates that we own that thing. We might have multiple copies or but we didn't need it duplicated in the instance record. We didn't need the same URL to appear twice. But I don't know that that was ever documented anywhere other than in our meeting where we discussed it. I will go back and look and see what like documentation there may be about which fields are deduped on mapping to the instance.
Robert.
I was just going to say that I have been adding one of these notes when I'm deleting things in batch, and I haven't seen it yet because it's, well, it's not impossible, but it's rare that I would be deleting the same record in multiple batches. So it could have happened where I've got two notes, you know, with just different dates on it that say the same thing, that it was deleted on one date and then deleted again on another. But I don't recall seeing any that. And it's unnecessary, although it would tell me something about how OCLC collection manager is dealing with some of these records if I'm getting them in delete files and then getting them in new files to undelete them and then getting them in delete files again to delete them. But I already know that happens with a few, with a handful of records, not a lot. So all of that is to say, yeah, it would be good if we could automatically dedupe this field. I'm going to look and see if I can find any where I've added the same note or a very similar note twice. But also to point out that the deduping might not work if we're putting a date in the note and we're adding the same note after the date. So just a thing to keep in mind.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, having the same note multiple times with different like dates, because yeah, we frequently will, at least at our institution, Rob and I, where we work, we'll frequently, we have a practice of adding a date and user initials to administrative notes. In this case, you know, we're just putting, well, I can show you what this note looks like. I don't know if this is going to be useful or not.
I just put a file into test like minutes ago, actually, of deletes.
Okay. So yeah, I can share my screen.
Vivian, did you want to jump in while Christy is getting? Yeah,
just sort of a general comment. I tend, and it's probably because I'm coming at stuff from a person in a consortium office standpoint rather than a librarian in a library standpoint, but I tend to, given the choice between being able to decide which data is or is not loaded and having the system automatically decide for me which data is and is not loaded, I tend to prefer like a setting that says, okay, do or don't load a duplicate field, rather than just going, okay, Folio, always don't load a duplicate field, something like that. That's sort of my general thing.
I agree. I think that having the option to dedupe or not dedupe is important. You know, there is some data that is the exact same and we would want to keep adding it, even if, you know, we end up with like three or four of the same thing. It just indicates that it went through that process four times, right? That's what those types of things tell us. In our workflow, this is what we do. We add the invoice number with a UCINV hyphen prefix to our administrative notes. And so that people can then just, you know, search for that invoice and then get all of the records that are associated with that invoice. And it just helps from a workflow perspective. But when our processes require us to load a file multiple times because we can't do everything that we need in one pass, then what happens is we get records with like sometimes three or four of these administrative notes with the invoice, unless we go in and delete that 980 subfield Z in between loads. And that just gets annoying. Anyway, and sometimes we just have to reload it because something didn't work the first time. Anyway, and we end up with duplicate data.
So Christy, I kind of like what you proposed in here. I can share my screen. Share. So you're really talking about this select action, which appears on, you know, the instance holdings and items in the field mapping profile. And here we've got add these to existing. So this would really be, even add duplicates, whatever is there, just add it. And then having another option in this list of, add only if not a duplicate value sort of thing, right? And I think, this would cover anything that would have the select action, which actually is quite a bit. I mean, here I'm in the holdings record field mapping profile because, I was looking at the electronic access. But this would also be a change for, for all three record types, which could be really interesting. Do you see that as maybe, I mean, would you prefer to only address like the administrative note first, or which is right here down, or is it worth having this larger story of fixing, making that an option to the select?
I think that that is, I think that that's a question for this group to decide how to move forward with this. And, we are kind of having a meta conversation about this. And so I've been taking notes about process, and I have step one, open discussion. That's all I've got so far. So thinking about how do we decide what the scope is for a topic like this? Is it more specific or less specific?
I'm just jumping in here because I felt inspired. Honestly, I'm wondering if we should ask what we really want, because I see Yael in the comments said, well, and the stat code. And I was like, well, this could be really beneficial to have for, like, I'm scrolling down here for electronic access. So I'm wondering, if we do the select action, we maybe ask for the sun. I mean, this is going to be an epic, right? So we aren't the ones who are going to eventually, aren't going to, parse it out. The developers have to do that and score it and all of that. Vivian.
I absolutely support changing the scope of the topic to adding an action under the select action dropdown that is effectively load only if not duplicate value across the board. I mean, I agree that that would be incredibly helpful for electronic access stuff. It would be incredibly helpful, I think, for a lot of fields. And rather than limiting the scope of that change to a single field, I mean, I wonder if it would be easier. Maybe it would be easier to add it to this dropdown across the board rather than trying to, limit it to a single field. But yes, no, I think adding a, load if not duplicate, or prevent if duplicate, or something like that, would be incredibly useful all around. Yael?
I agree, and I think we definitely, you put it, Jennifer, ask for the sun. because I also think it's not our place to decide what's easier or harder for the developers. We have to say, this is what we need so that our work can get done the way it's supposed to, and that we're not, creating mistakes or having to go back and do things over and over again, or be erasing things that we added because we didn't have a choice or whatever it is. But like, this is what we need to make it work. Now you, as the developers, figure out how to do it. Now, if they can do it, if they have to do it in stages and only add it to the admin notes first and then to the statistical codes and then to the electronic access, whatever. But, or maybe like Vivian said, maybe it's easier for them to do it all at once, but that's not our place to decide.
Yeah, I'm thinking too is, opening up the scope for that is kind of looking at it holistically too, because then it also, it reinforces that we want consistency between our field mapping profiles for the item, holdings and instance. So when you see this select action drop down, you do get that, the same thing for no matter where you are, right? In your field mapping record type, which I think is really important. I think we have asked for things in isolation, and the developers, that's kind of what they do. They only have that in isolation. And I agree, Yael, it's up to the developers working with Ryan to figure out, how long this is going to take, if it needs a phased approach, and all of that jazz. Any other comments? Yeah, you still have your hand raised. Did you still want to say something?
No, I think it just didn't go down after last time.
So, getting to the next step in the process, how do we formalize or maybe semi-formalize, that transition from discussion to like constructing a proposal and, making sure, I know that we had proposed, opening a JIRA or creating a JIRA, as a part of the meeting, but I'm wondering if there needs to be some kind of open comment period for people who can't attend the meetings, or if we need to at least like wait a week. I'm also wondering too if we should hold off until Ryan is with us to open anything. So how are we going to like put the, the data import community approved, stamp on this, that yes, this is what we want. And, we agree that this is the best path forward for the community and, approve it for like moving on to the next step in the process. Like, do we need to, craft some kind of, statement or proposal that is just like a couple of sentences?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. We haven't been doing that. It's just been those people who've come to the working group, but obviously not everyone is available at this time. People are coming from all over the world, so it's like 3 a.m. in Australia. Hopefully they're sleeping. So offering up a period of comment, I think is really interesting, and maybe something we should really think about, because we are an international community, and though we are free us to come to this meeting, not everyone is. So I'd be up for that. And I see your hand up. Yeah, I think I wanted to finish with, if we have like, from here, if we say, all right, the SIG reviewed this, we would like to, we've accepted this as, new functionality, and in brief, this is our proposal, kind of like maybe writing up a short description, sort of like what we'd maybe do in JIRA. And then say, hey, we're opening up for, comment, and then our housekeeping maybe in the next meeting would be, all right, we create the JIRA for that. I don't know. Christy.
I think the Yael had her hand up before me. Did you have something to say?
I just want to, I agree with what Jennifer said, and I think like writing it up, and I really like how you've been adding to the Slack channel a little like blurb about what we discussed in meetings. And I feel like maybe we could do something like that, like this was this discussion. This is what, you know, this is the proposal. Maybe put that in Slack and, you know, with a link to the notes. So anybody who wants more information or to the recording, they could like really follow along. And then maybe say we will be creating the JIRA. Like this time we know that next week we're not going to be doing it because we have the discussion on, with acquisitions, but maybe say we'll be creating the JIRA in the, you know, meeting in 2 weeks, unless, you know, somebody has, is opposed to it or has something to add or something like that. And I think Vivian also had their hand up.
Only for a sec. I thought, never mind. Basically, never mind.
Okay, then Christy.
I really like that suggestion, Jennifer. And, you know, I think the product council has something similar to this, but I'm on the technical council now, and they have a something called a decision record process. And I can share my screen. Oh, someone else is sharing. Sorry. I totally forgot.
No, go ahead. You're good to go now.
Okay. So what they do is like when there's a proposal, they write up something called a decision record. And, you know, it says decision, but it really is a proposal, like to make a decision. And so they write it up, and then, you know, the data was submitted, that when it was approved, what its status is, what its impact is. I don't think that we have to be this robust with ours, but, you know, there's a process. So there's a page that we can point people to and say, here's the proposed feature, and ask for feedback on it and give, you know, the community like however much time, and, you know, get the feedback and then come and, you know, vote on it however we want to vote on it as a community. We can, you know, announce when we're, at which meeting we're going to vote on any given topic. And, you know, we can figure out how we include community, you know, feedback in that voting structure when people cannot be present. And then we have a record of it. And we also have really the fodder for opening the JIRA once something is approved. So maybe a lightweight version of this.
Sarah.
So I was thinking along the lines of what Christy was just showing, only I didn't know about that because I'm not on the technical council, but I can't remember what it's called, but I'm pretty sure that within the, like, where the JIRA tickets usually appear in the wiki, so with the blue banner at the top, that there are sometimes ones that are created and they're like unassigned and everything, and then people are asked to add comments, and there's like a discussion that is then collected. So it kind of like gets started, but it's not an official JIRA yet. And then I've definitely been invited to add comments to things, just not obviously from this group, but I don't know what they're called. And then they can get, and then they, like, depending on what happens, it gets turned into like a JIRA, and then you have all that information collected there, just like what Chrissy was also indicating, which is really helpful because then there's a discussion back and forth, different people add comments or even comment on each other, and then that builds information also then for the product owner to work off of and to ask questions back to if certain issues are raised. Only I can't think now, of course, of an example to point us to, but does anybody else remember adding comments? Maybe Dennis does this in ACSIG. I want to think that also sometimes Felix is adding comments, so then that wouldn't be ACSIG. So does anybody know what I'm talking about? Does this ring any bells? No, sorry.
It rings some bells, but I don't know. Do you have an example that you can share, or if you
no,
can
I can't think of. That's what I mean. Yeah. I can think of one. I can think of like Felix commenting or somebody. If I find one, I'll share it. But I can't think of one right now. But it just seems really useful because it collects the information also where it ultimately hopefully is going to be used anyways, right? Kind of like what Christy was showing though on a separate page.
We do, I mean, in the, here I can share my screen again. There we go. In our requesting a new topic, you know, so this spreadsheet, which is has more columns than the other, it does have action taken by the SIG. So that's like the last action, but maybe this is not enough. Would people prefer this, or I'm trying to find the one for the product council that you showed, Christy. There's addition log. And here's the kind of what piece in your product council uses. So, I mean, we could replicate this and just kind of say, you know, for each new requested topic, you know, the SIG, I mean, it endorses is specific to product council, but, you know, saying we want to move forward with this new functionality, you know, the due date. I mean, I guess that we could say decision date. And then if we find any resources or anything like that, saying that, you know, we've endorsed that. Or is it enough to kind of just put it here? So, and then this would, once it gets a JIRA issue link, I mean, even if it goes into the archive, then the archive will have, I'll make sure that, you know, that you know, column of actions, decisions by the SIG is replicated here. Which one do you people feel is, or maybe there's a third route that we need to take?
Maybe what we can do is mock something up for next time based on, you know, today's discussion, and we could, oh, shoot. Next time is acquisitions focused, and we really don't want to take time away from that. Do we think that we can wait 2 weeks to like provide feedback on like some kind of, you know, decision record, you know, format that uses today's discussion as a prototype? And then we can discuss like, okay, what is too much information? What is, you know, just right for us? Because I think that maybe the PC one is a little bit too lightweight because we don't have JIRAs yet, right? And we need like some kind of, you know, statement, but maybe the technical council one is a little too, you know, hefty.
Yeah, because the product council, not the wiki, sorry. Issues, there we go. The product council, it's so this
oh, endor- it? I was,
this I endorsement is
finish loading some record. It had a problem loading my one file that I loaded today.
Yeah, I rewrote some procedures and now I'm cleaning my office.
How long has it been down? Because I was just in it. Not
Lisa,
too long.
Do you have a question?
Let me see. Yeah, I did a search. What was down?
I could not be able to load.
Lisa.
I mean,
not in test. In production.
Lisa?
Yeah, I would.
It might be working. Okay. Because I,
Christy,
just
you wouldn't happen to have the Zoom host.
I do. Give me a second.
Can mute people.
All right.
I loaded these.
What was that, Vivian?
Okay, good. Then I'll try again.
Whoever is hosting can mute individual people.
Yeah, we've got to claim the host. No. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
12,
oh. No. Lisa?
No. Never. No.
Anyway, so, thank you, Lisa. So the PC is, this is the kind of wiki representation of, because everything they do is also on, here we go, is they have a workflow that's here. So anytime there is, so a product council evaluates new functionality for Folio. So that goes in here, and you'll notice that, you know, it goes through this Jira workflow. So I'm not sure we need something that intense, really, but I'm wondering if, so instead of having maybe this archived file, right, we have our main requesting new topic, and then I'm just gonna, I know this is not the one we discussed right now, but, or maybe it was line 19. So let me go down. So we discussed this one. So, and we made a decision of, well, you know, we really want to, you know, go for the sun one, and, you know, every in the field mapping profiles, the select action, there should be added, you know, add, if not a duplicate. We're going to open for comment, and we can kind of maybe use this saying, all right, this is what we decided, and we're going to take, you know, so not next week, but in our meeting, we'll be writing up a JIRA together. If the community says, doesn't have any negative comments for that. Maybe that's a way to do it. Christy, what do you think?
I like the idea of having, you know, graduating things to a page and, you know, having information about, like, when, you know, when was it discussed? And, you know, then just a statement of the proposed, like, functionality. And having it on its own page, because I think that, you know, something that happened just in this meeting when, you know, someone in chat asked about, you know, which fields like dedupe, you know, behind the scenes automatically, like subject headings. That's actually another one that we know dedupes, right? When it's being mapped from Mark to the instance without any explicit guidance. Having these records will be easier to search through than having to go back through meeting minutes. So there's that benefit too. But also, if we're asking for feedback, then having a place where there's a page, and then, you know, people could add comments to the page, right? And we can just collect it all in one place. So I really like that.
Yeah. And not to cut you off. Well, I did cut you off. I'm sorry, Christy. I'm getting excited.
I was
about
rambling
this.
There at the end a little bit. So it's totally fine. I needed to be cut off.
Oh my gosh, you're making me excited about process. That's like an amazing talent. But here, you know, I'm at product council again. Here you've got this log, and you can really see, like, you know, it's very clear, you know, what's happening. And, you know, maybe we could do a log of, like, everything in 2024, 2020, well, not maybe 24, I'm going back in time, 2025. But then I think also having, like, these decisions laid out, you know, in that way of when we discussed it, when, you know, how long it was open for comment, you know, a week or 2 weeks, I think that will help us also kind of better formulate, our minimum viable product for, import features, as well as our roadmap. Do have the decisions we've made this year fit into where we want to be in our roadmap based on kind of the base functionality we want to see included in Folio. So in that respect, I think this could be really helpful for that discussion.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I really like having it in the wiki too. And the short descriptions. I was just looking at the example provided by Sarah, and yeah, so I've actually seen this before too, Sarah, where you create a story and then you gather feedback on the story. And maybe this is where this is the type of Jira that this type of feature begins as, right? I definitely think we need input from Ryan on this before we commit to any process here. Thank you for sharing that, Sarah.
One thing to note, like I really like, because it says this search enhancement was discussed July 2024. And if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, you see this discussion that's in 2025, but if you keep going and keep going and do show more, it starts in 2024. So all this is there to for them to refer it back. There's all this discussion. So I mean, it's like it lived there a long time before anything happened to it, right? And I guess one thing that I like about it being here is, like I said, then it hopefully can get picked up by the appropriate, product owner or person that then can truly assign it to somebody, even if it then is, more than a year out before it actually gets picked up, and it's, and then no new work has to happen, right? Like it's not that then off of the wiki on our subpage, it then needs to get created here. It's already all here. And this like got revised. Like I know that the requirements, you can see the different fonts and stuff going on that, things changed as this whole discussion over a year plus happened. So that's just one thing. And then also because I don't know, like I have trouble finding any searching and finding in the wiki, right? But if somebody were then like not searching in the right way or the right place to find that something like this was already proposed and they could add a comment, 6 months in, 9 months in or something, because they weren't looking over in our wiki or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think that those are all good points. The one concern that I would have was, understanding the context of these stories and keeping and wrangling them over time if we get a lot of them and managing them over time. I have a really hard time, operating in Jira at anything other than the individual Jira level. Like even the dashboards I find overwhelming and hard to, conceptualize. Another dashboard is a potential. And maybe what we do is we experiment with both pathways and see what works best, because you really don't know until you try it, right?
Sarah.
Yeah, and just I totally hear you, Christy. And I'm trying to remember because I think for that purpose, Dennis, the ACSIG, for these types of things, they've come up with some kind of tag that always gets added so that they can create this kind of dashboard or this retrieval mechanism to find them all again. Jennifer, Aaron would know what it is because I think he has to make sure to apply them.
Yeah, I can ask if there's the attachments, linked work items.
But this isn't one from Act 6, so this is wouldn't have that necessarily.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the labels here are just, yeah. Wonder if they're, yeah, I'd have to look for an Act Sig one. Because yeah, if it's closed, like this one is currently closed, so like with many of ours, it closed, I think we don't pay, or at least I don't pay as much attention to it if it's open. But sometimes I think like if there's stories, then yeah, I'm not sure if they have to recreate like an epic out of that story. Yeah, so I think consulting with Ryan is needed in this case. Honestly, and I'm not sure, would it be extra work trying to keep track of this, or is it easier just to, have a decision logs by year, in this little table? Yeah, I don't know. So we are getting towards the end of our time. So what I'm hearing, and I can just stop the share. So for our comment, well, for the new requested topic that we discussed today, I think adding, I guess we were supposed to maybe do that in housekeeping. Oopsie. So I guess in housekeeping, we should come up with, a summary to post. And I'm wondering, Christy, because I feel we haven't quite finished the discussion. I mean, we sort of finished discussion with, what we want to do with that new requested topic. However, I'm not sure we finished our meta discussion. So, would it make sense to come back to this in 2 weeks and say, and hopefully Ryan can join us then as well, and then revisit kind of, so we've made a decision. So now what do we do? Do we, is it easier to take this path of using the wiki? Should we have also this story in Jira? Should we do both? And then how do we track that story in Jira? And then, for example, do we write the description of the new requested topic together as part of our housekeeping? So those are some questions that I'm asking. How does that sound for folks? So, whoever, Yael, if you're taking notes, that is our action item. To put this on the agenda for our meeting in 2 weeks. All righty. Well, thank you. I mean, this is some really, really great ideas. And I think, use Slack if you want to bounce around more ideas. I think Christy, maybe you and I can get together and maybe come up with like a prototype of what we could use on the wiki, and maybe a prototype of maybe the Jira story, what that might look like, so we can share it with Ryan as well. Does that sound good?
It sounds good to me.
Alrighty. Yes, it is 1:59. You are now free from data import. Go forth and process. So have a
Okay,
good
great.
week, everyone.
I'm never
Thanks.
free from data
Thanks, all.
import.
Free from data import.
I'll add the notes up tomorrow probably, because I've
Oh,
got to
thank
leave a little
you.
cause stop a
Thanks,
little early
all.
today. All right, thanks.
Yeah,
Bye.
it's wonderful. Bye. Thank
Bye.
you.